Football fans, it's time for another edition of the Locked On NFL podcast. On today's show, we're previewing the Thursday night matchup between the Broncos and the Colts. Whoever loses needs to fire some folks. Then there are 15 2-2 teams in the NFL. Which 2-2 team is the best and which 2-2 team is the worst? And then finally, who is the MVP of the NFL through the first quarter-ish of the season? Surprisingly, me and Alex agree. All of that and more on a Thursday edition of the Locked On NFL podcast. Let's roll.
Babe.
You are Locked On NFL. Your daily NFL podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Fans, it is a Thursday edition of the Locked On NFL podcast. It is presented by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. All you do is pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. First time users receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. That's prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. Moving into our first topic today, we got a nice Thursday night football matchup between the Denver Broncos and the Indianapolis Colts, two teams who have started off a little slow based on what their fan bases were expecting. Obviously, the Colts sit at 1-2-1 on the season. How they beat Kansas City in week 3, we will never know. And then, of course, the Denver Broncos are at 2-2, but had a lot of expectations, and the Broncos have had some mind-numbing moments. So, Alex, I have some thoughts on, the general future of these teams and what should come out of this game. But speaking of the game itself, what are you expecting to happen?
Well, with Chris Ballard being the best GM in the NFL and Frank Reich, you know, getting that career-long path or pass at head coach, I digress. For those that haven't watched Locked On NFL, Tyler Rowland has it's not irrational because there's actual reasoning behind it. Disdain for Chris Ballard. I know that interdivisionally they talk about the Colts a lot, you know, and the only team that needs to win this game is the Broncos. Like the Colts, this is a stopgap for whatever is next. And unfortunately for them, the strengths of what they were supposed to be, the run game and the defense, hasn't shown up in the NFL in 2022 yet. Like, Jonathan Taylor shows his flashes, but if you don't have any other options, stack 10 in the box. Make Matt Ryan beat you. The immobile quarterback, the offensive line hasn't been nearly as good, and the team's just bad right now, and they beat the Chiefs because the NFL. But the Broncos. If you do that, you know, that blindfolded numbers test, Geno Smith versus Russell Wilson should be flopped. Geno Smith looks like an MVP compared to Russell Wilson this year. It's not their fault yet, okay? I think Nathaniel Hackett's over his head, but this isn't abnormal for a brand new offense. Guys have never played together. Javonte Williams is out for the year. Melvin Gordon's been hobbled. Like, they signed Latavius Murray, who just played with the Saints last week. Like, they're in a weird spot. They'll figure it out. And they must win tonight. Like, this isn't – they have Super Bowl aspirations for the next handful of years with Russell Wilson and quarterback, and it's got to start tonight, right?
Yeah, I agree. This is a big moment. What you can't do if you're Denver after kind of – you've gone through the tumult of the first 4 weeks, your coach, the decisions, it's been a talking point. It's been mostly negative town for the Broncos. Well, I'll tell you what will take you a one-way trip to the dumps of negative town, and that's losing to this Colts team on prime time without Jonathan Taylor. They simply can't afford to do it, and I know that they'd only fall to 2-3, but I think all the things you said are right. They're a new system, new team. Everybody's new, so they maybe need a little bit more time to get things on track than other teams. Losing to Indianapolis tonight is not getting things on track, so I think Denver has to win this game. If not, it'll sow some long-term uncertainty with Hackett. I think if they lose this game tonight against the Colts, Hackett will be fired at the end of the year.
Because at the end of the year.
It'll be a sign that, no, this team really isn't what they'd hoped it was. And with new ownership coming in and all that, I don't think that they'll be too afraid to make some changes and admit they made a mistake. On the flip side, I think that it's obvious. Look, I'm not saying that the Colts need to go out and fire Chris Ballard, Frank Reich. I'm screaming they need to fire Chris Ballard and Frank Reich is what I'm doing. It's unbelievable. This offense is completely stalled out. The lack of aggressiveness with money and free agency to fill positions of need, the constant reliance on in-house options has led the Colts into a disaster zone, quite frankly. Chris Ballard, yeah, Andrew Luck retired in like what, 2018? It's 2022, Chris Ballard. People need to stop using that as an excuse for him. He's tried and kicked the can down the road with older quarterbacks. The Colts need to go out and make a play for a young quarterback, put all their eggs in one basket, and see if it works out, if they want to return to any semblance of what they have been for most of my life. So if the Colts go out and probably lose this game, I don't think that firing Frank Reich and Chris Ballard right now is going to change anything, but I think that if they go out and they lose this game, they drop to 1-3-1. It's obvious they're not going to come back in the division. I think that pretty much seals the fate for Reich at minimum. I think Ballard just needs a strong talking to. Go spend my – Jim Irsay will come in there. Go spend my money. You know, Ballard needs to go spend some money and correct his ill ways. But I think if they lose this game, it's probably the end for Frank Reich because they're not coming back and making the playoffs.
Yeah, it's so interesting because so when I cover the Cardinals, you know, Locked On Cardinals, Tyler Rowan, Locked On Titans, he's the antithesis of Steve Keim. He drafts better than anybody, but they can't do anything in free agency. I don't know if people don't want to go play at Lucas Oil Stadium. I don't know if they don't want to go to Indy, but their draft record has been fantastic. And then you just expect everybody to work out. Like if an offense is missing T.Y. Hilton, you know something's wrong as a 32-year-old who's been the best receiver there since Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison left. Like, they're missing a difference maker on offense. It's not Michael Pittman's fault. Mo Alie-Cox is fine. He looks more of a star than he would, like, in a real cog of an offense.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've given Matt Ryan, I call him Matty Puddles because ice melts under pressure. Like, I called him Matty Puddles forever. And you could steal that if you want. I've used that forever.
Sure, yeah.
Like, for the first time in a long time, the offensive line doesn't do anything. The defense doesn't do anything. Right. The game plan sucks. Like, this isn't Matt Ryan's fault that he's 37 years old and immobile. He's still an average quarterback in this league, and he's got no chance.
They didn't put enough money in the offensive line, and they didn't put enough money into the receiving options, and now he's got nobody to get open other than Michael Pittman, and he's got nobody to block for him. He's got no time. And it's just a disaster that they didn't use any of their cap space to really make the team better. And somebody has to be at fault for that. And I think Frank Reich's going to go first, and Ballard's going to get one more year to correct his ways. But this is not what the Colts expected. There was an article published before the year that said Matt Ryan came to, quote, get his Lombardi. What? Yeah, it's time to change course if you're the Colts. But we're going to change course as well, move forward to our second topic of the day. We're going to look at the 15 2-2 teams. Parity reigns supreme in the NFL. Look at the 15 2-2 teams and see which of those 2-2 teams we think is the best and which of those teams we think is the worst. Before we get into it, though, do want to tell you about our partners over at Elias Game Plan. Do you ever wish that before every NFL game you could get up-to-date and accurate information before placing your bets or locking in your fantasy lineup? Well, now you can with the Elias Game Plan app. It's the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for NFL, NBA, and MLB. It's a sports app run by the most trusted name in sports stats, the Elias Sports Bureau, the official statistician. Statisticians of the U.S. pro sports leagues since 1913. You see and you hear their trusted facts all the time from ESPN, your local broadcast, television broadcast. They're going to give you a ton of great information, different stats, different ways to contextualize those stats, Take this NFL season to the next level and download the Elias Game Plan app today. You can choose from three different game plans when you subscribe, either weekly, monthly, or annually. And you can get 25% off your first month when you choose the monthly subscription and use the promo code LOCKEDONNFL25. Find Elias Game Plan Sports Betting in the App Store or on the Play Store today. And remember, use that promo code LOCKEDONNFL25 for 25% off your first month.
Locked on NFL Thursday rolls on. Alex Clancy, Locked on Cardinals. Tyler Rowland, Locked on Titans. Follow him on Twitter at Tic Tac Titans. Follow me at Clancy's Corner. Please like, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Like, subscribe to the YouTube channel, Locked on NFL. Thanks for making Locked on NFL your first listen each and every day. Make sure to check out NFL Key Predictions every Friday on Locked on NFL. Locked on's local experts gives you the inside scoop on the five biggest games of the NFL weekend, including Sunday and Monday Night Football, plus betting advice from the field's leading experts, BetOnline. Follow NFL Key Predictions every Friday on Locked on NFL, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. I mean, there are only eight teams in the NFL with three wins or more through 4 weeks. You'd think it's a lot more polarizing. We talked about this a lot. Like, the AFC is going to be the sexy deep conference, and the NFC is going to be the slop deep conference, it seems. There's a lot of teams that are underwhelming but still have two wins. There are a lot of teams that are overwhelming that only have two wins. And we're going to take this segment to run through. I'm going to rapid fire run through the 15 teams that are 2-2. Tyler's going to give his best and worst two-win team, and I'm going to give my best and worst two-win team. So don't blink. Don't plug your ears. I guess you could blink. Don't plug your ears. Two-win teams: Jets, Browns, Bengals, Ravens, Jaguars, Titans, Chargers, Broncos, Bears, Bucks, Falcons, 49ers, Rams, Cardinals, Seahawks, the entirety of the NFC Slop West.
The entirety of the NFL, Jesus.
Tyler, 15 teams in the NFL, 2-2. Give me your best and give me your worst 2-win team through 4 weeks.
Okay, so I think I got a couple written down, but I think that the best 2-2 team, and the way that I'm doing this is which team I think out of these teams will go the furthest.
Yes.
I hate this. I think it's the Bengals. I think the Bengals are the best 2-2 team. I believe in Joe Burrow. I believe in Joe Mixon. I believe in the talent that they have on offense. Although the offensive line hasn't been great, I believe that they are slightly improved and will get better throughout the season. I believe that the Bengals' defense is still a playmaking defense with a good pass rush. I like Logan Wilson at linebacker. They still have Jesse Bates at safety. They're working in Dax Hill. I just think the Bengals have the most talent, and I have the most confidence in them. So I'm going to say that the best 2-2 team is the Cincinnati Bengals. That would be my pick.
You know, it's interesting on both sides, and I'll give my best and I'll give my worst. Looking at teams, there's a lot of good teams that are 2-2 and a lot of bad teams that are 2-2. So it's not just like, oh, the Bears are the worst 2-2 team. Look at the list. There's a lot of bad teams that are 2-2. My best, I'm going to take Old Faithful Tom Brady until I don't. You know that's a rule of mine. Right. It's Tom Brady until it isn't. So it's the Bucs. The defense is going to get figured out. The offense has a two-headed monster, right? Or the running game has a two-headed monster with Leonard Fournette and Rashad White now. They will figure it out. I know the offensive line is gross, but Mike Evans is coming back. He's consistent as gravity. He's 80 yards and a touchdown every week, okay? Julio Jones will get used to that offense. They're probably not going to use Cole Beasley. Russell Gage isn't healthy. They've got weapons, and they've got Tom Brady. So when still it's not, it is. And my little theory, just really quick, we can do a whole thing about this. I think the reason why he went back to football was because they were getting divorced. I think it just got out now, personally, that he's like,
yeah, we agree on that. I said that last week. I'm with you.
I don't listen to you when you talk. So
also, Cole Beasley retired yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, so, I know you've been very busy. They aren't going to have him. Julio's always hurt. I think I might disagree. I think I might disagree with you on this one, but continue.
That's fine. Okay. And the worst team for me, the worst 2-2 team is the Falcons. They're just like, it's almost there. And this is what Marcus Mariota does. You know, better than many. Marcus Mariota will give you those backup quarterback 4 or 5 games where you fall in love with them and then it falls apart. And you hope it doesn't. He's one of the, he's a great dude. Like, by all accounts, he's a perfect human being. You root for him. He's a guy, remember him with the subway Marcus Mariota after he got drafted during the interview on ESPN with the cold cuts. Like, you root for the guy. But he's got limitations. He's always had limitations. And he's going to get you so far. And then when you go down 10 points with 3 or 4 minutes left or 5 minutes left, you lose. It's just, that's it. So it's the Falcons. They've got pieces. They're on their way. But I would take the Jets over them. I'd take the Bears over them just because quarterback play, offensive scheme. I just, that's where I'm at. I think the Falcons are the worst 2-2 team.
I don't think that's crazy, but I'm going to go with the Bears. I think the Bears shouldn't be 2-2. They should be 1-3. That game against the 49ers, Trey Lance, you know, week Swimming one, pool. It's a downpour. All that. I just think that skewed the game. I think the Bears just can't run offense. They have a pretty good defense, and that's helping them out, but they don't trust Justin Fields. Matt Eberflus, their head coach, is an old-school defensive coach. He says, I'm not letting my QB lose these games. And that's why they never throw the ball. Justin Fields had like a historically low amount of completions through the first 3 weeks for sure. I just don't think they play real NFL offense. They're scared to death to let their young QB that they traded up for actually play, whether that's, you know, their fault or whether that's Justin Fields' fault. We don't really know right now, but I just don't believe in the Bears. And I think out of all the teams that I see at 2-2, if I had to bet that one of these teams would be a top 5 pick at the end of the year, I'm going with the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. You know, I think it's fair. I do. I just feel like right now in if you have the Falcons and the Bears play best out of 7, I think it goes 7 games. So I think that's probably close. You know, it's just close. Alex Lancey, Tyler Rowe, Locked On Titans, Locked On Cardinals, respectively. We make up Locked On NFL Thursday. Coming up next, we were going to do who is the NFL MVP through 4 weeks, but we agree on who it is. So we will explain why we both think this quarterback is the MVP of the NFL through 4 weeks. Alex Lancey, Tyler Rowe, Locked On NFL Thursday. We roll on next. First, LinkedIn. I've spent too much time on LinkedIn, I think, over the extent of my life. I have. And these days, every new potential hire can feel a high-stakes wager for your small business, okay? It can feel like you have no idea if this person is going to come in and be good for your company or be a total slacker. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. That so you take a post, okay? You post it, add your job, and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions still terrify me to this day because they screen out properly. Okay. I've been through multiple interview stages where it's like, you answered this question properly, so that's why you're talking now. And on down the road. It makes it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. That's linkedin.com/lockedonNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions, they apply.
All right, football fans, thank you for tuning in to the Thursday edition of the Locked On NFL podcast. We did our Thursday night preview between the Broncos and the Colts. Talked about the parity in the NFL, 2-2 teams, best and worst. Now we're going to have a discussion about the NFL MVP. Before we get into it, want to thank you again for making the Locked On NFL podcast your first listen every day. As for your second listen, Check out the Peacock and Williamson NFL show. It's Brian Peacock from Locked On Niners, former NFL scout Matt Williamson, breaking down all the biggest stories from a national angle. It's free and available on all platforms. That's the Peacock and Williamson NFL show. But Alex, diving into this topic, yeah, we wanted to come in, and my idea was to have a discussion on who the MVP in the NFL was. And I thought that I might get some pushback. We might get some disagreement. But when we were getting ready for the show before we went on, we both landed on Jalen Hurts, quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are 4-0. Hurts has a 66, nearly 67% completion percentage, already thrown for 1,120 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. As we know, he's a little bit of a dual threat as well. He's scored some rushing touchdowns on the year. I think he's got 4 there on the ground. So Jalen Hurts has been phenomenal. The Eagles have been the best team in the NFL by far. And I guess it just comes down to, do you think this is real? Do you think this is the real Jalen Hurts? Do you think this will continue? And right now, if you had to wager, will he be the MVP at the end of the year?
I'm going to take the last one first. No, I don't. I think this is Patrick Mahomes' year. I said in the beginning, they're going to win the Super Bowl, in my opinion. You know, yeah. It's just in my opinion. I mean, I'm not Clance Stradamus or anything, but through four weeks, Jalen Hurts continues to amaze. And this isn't like unbelievable. Like, how is this happening? This is a Cinderella story. This is the natural progression of a young quarterback who works right in the offseason, who gets better, who has the right coaching around him, the right team around him, and the right stability around him. And also the best defense in the NFL through 4 weeks by the eye test. You can say, oh,
great,
well,
offensive line, metrics, great weapons.
Like, their offensive line's a lot better. Jason Kelce still is one of the best centers in the game. You know,
Lane Johnson.
Yeah, Lane Johnson. Like, and then if you throw in running backs actually doing their job, this offense seems to be unstoppable. I mean, if Miles Sanders becomes a Pro Bowl running back, they could legitimately win the Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts as quarterback. Like, it's a game changer. It's not, you have to trade for A.J. Brown because they can't run the damn ball. Now you trade it for A.J. Brown. It keeps the defense honest. And now you can run the ball with Boston Scott and Kenneth Gainwell and, you know, whoever the hell, and Miles Sanders. Like, this is nightmare fuel for teams on a, like on paper, they've got everything to win a Super Bowl. And that makes Jalen Hurts' job a little bit easier, having a defense, having a running game, where Lamar Jackson hasn't really had a defense the last 2 years. Injuries last year, the defense has let him down severely the last couple weeks, even though he's putting up bonkers numbers. And that was the guy. So pulling the curtain back, Tyler thought that I was going to take Lamar Jackson. Like, after these 2 weeks, like, you can't with Jalen Hurts being undefeated. No, you can't take Josh Allen. Justin, you can't take Justin Herbert. The only other guy I was thinking was Patrick Mahomes. But yeah, I mean, Jalen Hurts much deserved. And I don't think it's close that he's the MVP through 4 weeks.
Yeah, I agree. And I think what the point you were kind of walking into, basically, this is what can happen when you properly support a young quarterback.
Yeah.
You add pieces on the defense. You go out and get him a number one wide receiver. You have a play caller that makes sense and works to his team's tendencies and strengths. I think Philadelphia just has a tremendous roster. But you can, trust me, as a guy from Tennessee, you can have a really good roster, but if you don't have the right quarterback to make plays in big moments, Jalen Hurts running and going over a couple of Vikings defenders on the goal line a couple weeks ago, I mean, that is just a moment that the roster can be as good as possible. But if the quarterback isn't capable of making those plays, it won't matter. And you got to give a lot of credit to Jalen Hurts. Like you said, you know, he hasn't been one of the top studs that everybody thought, oh, he's going to be awesome. He's kind of been in that mid-range. People don't think he's terrible like the Daniel Joneses and Justin Fields of the world. You know what I mean? But he's kind of in the middle. But what we do know about Jalen Hurts throughout his entire career from college all the way to the pros is he's a hard worker. Mm-hmm. He is going to work hard. And I love seeing a guy like Jalen Hurts have that hard work pay off when there was a lot of questions about him. And then, of course, like I said, getting him a true stud, star, wide receiver to take all the attention from the defense, take pressure off Dallas Goedert, take pressure off DeVonta Smith. All of that is so, so important. And the last thing I want to say before we sign off is the Tennessee Titans wide receivers as a whole have 50 more yards than A.J. Brown does himself.
Yikes.
through 4 weeks of the season. So shout out to you, Howie Roseman. You're going to win Executive of the Year this year, and you deserve it. You swindled the Tennessee Titans, and you put the cherry on top of the best Sunday in the NFL. That's all I got to say about that. That's going to do it for me and Alex. Alex Clancy, Locked On Cardinals. I'm Tyler Rowland from Locked On.
I want ice cream now.
Right. I don't. I want to. But either way, that's for us today. Hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure you're back for Friday and all next week of the Locked On NFL podcast as well. Take care, everybody.